Well, here we are in the wee restaurant, and I've muscled my way into the kitchen actually, and I'm standing here with Craig. Can I just say what a marvellous meal that was? What a talented man you are. Where did you train?
Well, thanks very much for the compliment. Well, I started working in Edinburgh and then made it my business to try and get involved as many good restaurants as I could. After working with one French sort of chef who came over from, he was working for Marc Menault, 3-star in France, and he sort of brainwashed me into going chasing all the sort of Michelin restaurants. So that's what I did. I went to work at the Airds Hotel, first of all, when the Allens were there, which was excellent. It was really simple cooking and the sort of emphasis on great ingredients and just not fussing around with things too much and just letting the flavours do the talking. It's funny because I'm wittering a bit now, but it's gone, you know, it's done the full circle because we went that sort of fancy way. Now everyone's coming back to doing sort of really simple food again. So,
I mean, I know you've worked for some of the best chefs and with, you know, side by side with some of the best chefs, Michelin star in the UK and abroad. How does it feel now to have your own place? I mean, you've been open just over a year and, you know, I've just had, well, I was just going to have one course, then I was just going to have two, but I have to say I've had four, and it's seriously, that is the nicest food I've tasted in a long time. And you're quite calm and sane for a chef. I've lived with them for 16 years, you know, they can be a bit mad.
Well, I've mellowed a little bit at the time. Having kids does that to you as well, I think. But no, I'm working with guys like Martin Wishart and, as I said, the Airds, and working on like the Royal Scotsman. Even in the States, I worked for a spell with Charlie Trotter. I think you take a lot of things in, and then you sort of reach an age where you decide what it is you want to do yourself and the style of cooking you want to do.
It's hard work though. I mean, every night you're in here and producing food to that standard, it's a work of art really every time, isn't it? It's not ever something you can think, oh, I'm feeling a bit off, yeah, I can't. It's like a performance, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think a lot of that's, it sounds a little bit arrogant maybe, but it's more self-discipline, I think, than anything else. And having that sort of self-discipline to only buy good ingredients, only sort of... only source good ingredients, only use good ingredients, and have a discipline to cook them properly. And if you do make a mistake or something's not right, then it kind of goes in the bin.
So living in this part of Scotland, you clearly have your suppliers, your butcher, your veg man, whatever that you know and love and trust, and he's where you go back time and time again.
Yeah, well, I've tried to kind of get involved with local suppliers, but a lot of that's just down to who it is we use and who I've kind of learned to trust over the last sort of few years. People like David Lowry and Anstruther gets a fish that's probably a few days ahead of a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So it's really sort of amazingly fresh. Again, we get a lot of comments about how great the fish is, things like the mussels and the halibut, the cod when we get it. And the butcher, again, as well, is a local guy who's very particular about where he gets his meat from, how long he hangs it for, grading it all properly so that we get the right stuff and it's matured properly and handled properly.
I think that's a great start, but also, you know, you can get the most fabulous ingredients and then you can get some dafty that makes a mess of it between buying it and serving it. But I mean, you have seriously got the knack. I mean, is your ambition to get your star here?
No, I don't really have my ambitions in that respect. My main ambition was to open somewhere, having reached an age of kind of getting fed up doing it for somebody else, and all that sort of politics and try to keep everybody happy. Well, we actually opened the restaurant by accident because we came looking for a house and another bedroom. But that's another story. So we decided to do our own thing. As I say, I think we just reached that age where you decide what food it is you'd like to cook, and you've sort of tried a few things out. You've kind of found what it is you want to do.
Yeah. How many covers have you got in there? Because I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to have to get my name down for a table every Friday night because that's quite a tight size.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like the TARDIS, actually. It's called that was my wife's choice to call it the wee restaurant, so then you don't get somebody coming in and saying, oh, it's a bit small in here or something. So, no, we do 26, 28 covers, and then we just by the nature of people's requests, we sort of have tables coming in early, and we sort of turn them over and do later tables as well. So.
Right.
Yeah, we can squeeze
it.
It's
been a seriously lovely experience, and you know, I'm with three foodies tonight. Here's my husband, in fact, ex-restaurateur himself. What do you reckon, Dave?
Well, wonderful. One of the finest meals I've had in Scotland.
Yeah, no, seriously lovely. Yeah, thank you very much,
yeah,
really.
That's great. That's great. Thanks very much.
I think the great thing is that, you know, just the produce and the way you produce it in terms of the cooking, simplicity, not too many tastes, just spot on.